Be'ezus Hashem, the new limud that we're starting tonight is the limud of tshuva. The limud of tshuva is the oldest limud, right? It preceded the world. In some ways, tshuva is one of the first lessons of the Torah HaKadosha. And we're not going to get to the Kabbalah of tshuva right now, but we know tshuva is from the world of Bina, really, from the highest places. But what I wanted to focus on tonight is Aleph Elul, of course. Tonight is the beginning of the Talich of Tshuva. Tonight is when we started saying L'David Hashem Ori, Perek Chav Zayin of Tehillim. Tomorrow morning, Aleph Elul is when we begin blowing shofar. And Be'ezus Hashem, what we'll do is we'll try to understand just tonight a little bit of the Tshuva of Elul. That's what we want to try and do tonight, because we know the Tshuva of Elul is a very complicated thing. So tonight is just the entry into what we're supposed to be doing. And of course, as with so many things in Torah, there are two aspects to the tshuva of El. On the one hand, we of course have the famous drasha that the Shlach HaKadosh talks about, from the pasuk in Amos of Ari Shag Milo Yireh. Ari Shag Milo Yireh, I said this at my older son's bris, 20 years ago in Beit Shemesh, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter was the Moel, because my son was born on Lamed Menachem Av. Today was his Hebrew birthday. And so at the bris we spoke about, and his name is Aryeh, so Aryeh Shag Milo Yireh, the idea that the lion roars out, who's not going to be afraid? And the Shlach HaKadosh says that Aryeh is a Rosh Tevos for Aleph of Elul, the Reish of Rosh Hashanah, the Yud of Yom HaKippurim, and the Hey of Hoshana Rabbah. That all of these four times of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hoshana Rabbah, spells out Aryeh, that this is a roar. So what does that mean? Rav Yerucham Olshin Shlita, the Lakewood Rosh Hashiva, one of the Rashiva of BMG, he has a beautiful set of svarim on the different Moadim, and in his Sefer on the Yom Noraim, Yereach L'Moadim on Yom Noraim, so he asks, you know, like the question that I love to play from Sesame Street, one of these things are not like the other, right? One of these things are not the same. One of these things is not like the other, right? Each one of those days is a Yimei Din. It's a time of judgment. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is when everyone is written down into one of the books. Yom HaKippurim is when it's the Chasima, the Din is sealed. And Hoshana Rabbah, you should have a good kvittel, that's when the sealed psak, the sealed verdict, is put away. So Rabbi Yerucham asks, I don't get it. I understand why Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and Hoshana Rabbah, that there's a fear, Milo Yira, how can you not be afraid of these days? But what's the fear of Aleph? What's the fear of Elul? I understand that you could say that it's getting us in the mood, that you're getting ready for the Yimei Hadin, but okay, we blow shofar, that's a very, very late custom during the entire month of Elul. So what does this mean? How is Elul, the time of Elul, a time of Din? So what Rabbi Yerucham suggests is that when we talk about Elul from this perspective of Yira, this perspective of fear, it doesn't mean that Elul is a Yom HaDin per se, but based upon a Gemara, he suggests that normally a Bal Din, normally when someone is summoned to court, they're given 30 days to prepare. When you're given a Hazman al-Adin, you are normally given a summons to court 30 days before the court date. And so Rabbi Yerucham suggests that the Aleph of Aryeh Shag Milo Yira, when the lion roars, who's not going to be afraid? The Aleph Davka refers to Rosh Chodesh Elul. It refers to today. It refers to Aleph Elul, because what's the fear of Aleph Elul? The fear of Aleph Elul is this is when we're giving this, when we are given the summons. He says it doesn't mean the whole month of Elul. The whole month of Elul is not this Yira, there's not supposed to be this fear. But the first of the month of Elul, that Aleph Elul that we're in right now, so this Taka is a Hazman al-Adin. This is when we're given the summons. telling us that in 30 days we have a court case. When you get that summons, then you do tzitter. A person does shake. A person does tremble when they're given the summons, right? My wife didn't like when I would when I started getting white in my beard and a little bit in my hair. Not that I have much hair on my head, but when I started getting a little white in my beard, so I would often comment, tell my wife, Leia, you know what the Chafetz Chaim said that white in your beard is? White in your beard is a hazmana ledin. When you have white in your beard, the Chafetz Chaim said, it's a summons to the Beis Din Shalmala. It's a warning that they're giving you a warning, like, get ready for your din above. So my wife didn't like when I sent that. She would get very, very upset. She said, stop saying that. What are you saying? That it's hazmana ledin. But that's what the Chafetz Chaim said, that the Eibishter gives us white to remind us that there's a din v'cheshbin. We have to get ready. But this is only Aleph El. This is only Aleph El. That's a suggestion that Yibiruchim has. But what is Elul itself? So this is one part of the Tshuva of El. One part of the Tshuva of Elul, especially Aleph Elul, is Hazman Aladin. There has to be the awareness that we were handed the summons today, tonight, tomorrow. When you hear the shofar, you recognize that there is a reckoning. And the reckoning is coming. And that's what a certain aspect of the tshuva is. This is akin to what the Rambam talks about, of course, in Hilchas Tshuva, about the pachad v'rada, the fear and the trembling of facing a judgment. Okay, so that's Aleph Elul. But when we talk about the Yemei Elul as a whole, we find a very, very different perspective than this Aryeh theme, the Aryeh of the Elul being together with Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippur and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So that's just Aleph. That's the Aleph of Elul. But when we talk about Elul itself, we find something very different. The Chai Adam, right, one of the great halachas, Rav Avram Zanziger, so he brings down in the Chai Adam, he brings down a very important yesod about what Elul is. And he says, I just want to quote, Zelashono, this is the Lashon of the Chai Adam here. Ba'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Amo Yisrael, hir b'lehetiv osanu v'tzivanu l'shuv l'fanav b'echol eshenechta. That with Hashem's great love for us, for His nation Israel, He did such an incredible thing for us, and He commanded us to return to Him whenever we sin. Meaning, through Hashem's love for us, He gave us something called tshuva, right? Because when a person sins, what is that? So there are two aspects we know to every sin. One aspect of the sin, and this Rav Soloveitchik speaks about in one of his tshuva drashas, and this is an idea we'll find everywhere, that one concept of the chait is that it's a mered, it's a rebellion against the king. You committed a crime against the king, right? But the other aspect is that we damaged our spiritual health. Right? So what does that mean? When we do tshuva, okay, I understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us tshuva on the first type of the first aspect of sin, that we rebelled against a king. Okay, the king can be mevater, the king can pardon us. But the second aspect of chait is how we damage ourselves spiritually. Rav Shlomo Busu, one of the great tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, grandson of the Baba Sali, so he said, you know what tshuva of Elul is like? He says, do you realize how amazing it is? He says, Rahman al-Atslan, imagine a person smokes horribly. Imagine a person smokes, you know, three packs a day for who knows how many decades. And he walks into his doctor, Rahman al-Atslan, the guy is in his early 50s. And the doctor said, you have lung cancer. And you don't have a long time left in this world. And every day the guy comes to the doctor crying, please doctor, please, please, please have mechila, please be mochel me, please forgive me, the doctor, what do you want me to be mochel you? You killed yourself. You destroyed your lungs. What do you want me to do? You can't breathe. Look at your lungs. I showed you the x-ray. I showed you what's all over your lungs. What do you want me to do for you? And this, the guy comes the next day, doctor, please, crying to the doctor. The doctor says, I don't understand what you want. And Rav Busu says, how silly is that, right? What's the guy crying to the doctor? What's that going to do? The doctor can't do anything. You damaged yourself. You destroyed your body. And he says, that's what a chait does to our neshama. A chait has the ability to mamish destroy neshamas, to make it shmutzdik, shchora, to make it totally, totally darkened with sin. But yet, the chiddush of tshuva is, ba'avas Hashem osanu, is that He not only gave us, He commanded us to do tshuva. Tshuva becomes a mitzvah. And even though whatever we've done to our neshamas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through this amazing gift called tshuva, can wipe it clean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can wipe everything clean. And that's what the Chayyadim says, that it's avas Hashem. Ba'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Amor Yisrael hir b'lehetiv. Because Hashem loves us so much, He gave us this amazing, amazing thing. Va'afsha tshuva tova b'chaleis, even though tshuva is good, all time. You can do tshuva all year, but mikol makom, chodesh elul hu mufchar. The month of Elul is chosen. It's the choicest. Umuchan yoser, and it's the most auspicious time. It's the most prepared time. Shemekubel tshuvasu mishar yimos hashana. And your tshuva will be accepted from all other days of the year. Lefi shayomim elu heim yirei rotzon me'eshe nivcharnu la'am. Because these days were yirei rotzon, these days were chosen as days of immense, immense desire from Hashem for us, from the time that we were chosen as a nation. So what the Chayyadim is telling us is he's really revealing to us the deeper level of tshuva. Meaning, when we enter into Elul, yes, there's an aim of a fachad. There's a fear, and there's ra'ada, there's trembling, right? We're given Azman al-Adin. In 30 days, there's a court case that we have with the Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Ayom Venora. And that is frightening and very, very astounding and fearful. But what we have to recognize is the amazing gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to use this, what the month that He gave us. He gave us the din after the month of Yimei Rachamim V'Ratzon. Because the Chayyadim says that these days are Muchan and Mufchar. These days are the most, the choicest and the most auspicious time for us to do tshuva. Tshuva is niskabelis during this time more than any other time. And why is that? Of course we know. Because what happened during this time? When was Elul marked as a time of immense, immense love for the Jewish people? That is when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the third time, right? The first time he goes up, Shavuos comes down, Shavasar B'Tammuz, and he breaks the Luchos, yeah? Then he goes up the next day, and right, whether he goes the next day, Yidches, does he go up Yites? Okay, discussion, comes down 40 days later, Hashem is not going to destroy you, but He's sending a Malach to lead you, He wants to have nothing to do with you. He's going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, He promised Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, but that's it, nothing else to do with you. And then Kal Yisrael said, no, if that's what it is, we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And so Moshe Rabbeinu goes up from a third time, and he goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, right? And he goes up Rosh Chodesh Elul, and some Mefarshim bring down that Klal Yisrael fasted all these 40 days. Not Yomam V'Loila, not day and night. There are traditions, there are Mesorahs that Klal Yisrael, certain Mekorahs say, that Klal Yisrael mamash fasted the whole Elul. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not telling anyone to fast the whole Elul, right? I'm certainly not fasting the whole Elul. But that Klal Yisrael mamash fasted, waiting to see what was going to happen. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, of course, on Yom Kippur. He comes down on Yom Kippur with the Luchos Shnios, with the second set of Luchos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has restored and repaired the relationship, right? So what the Chayyadim is pointing out, that when we look at these days of Elul, yes, there is an aspect of tension, because there's a judgment that is coming. And whenever a person is being judged, we're uncomfortable. Like, you know, not people feel judged by other people. You walk into a big social event, and, you know, everyone looks at you, and all of a sudden you're like, right? You're getting up, you're speaking in front of everyone, like, everyone's eyes. So there was a time that used to make me crazy. Right now I'm a rabbi, I do it where I used to get up in front of crowds and speak. Now I don't. Now I just speak to my screen. So I don't know. I just see one person. It's all good, right? I was safe, right? No one else, you know, I don't know who else I'm talking to. But Lamaisa, you know, this feeling of, I see Moshe now also, Shalom Moshe. But this feeling of being judged, you get very nervous being judged. But when the Melech Malchim Lachem is being judged, that his judge is the only judgment that really matters, So of course is going to be tense. Of course in the month of El, it's only natural. But together with that tension, together with that sense of foreboding to a certain degree, oh my gosh, I have a judgment. You know, how many days before I stand in front of the Melech Malchim Lachim? What we have to recognize is the opportunity that we have in this month. And that is, of course, the Yimei Racham in Veratzon that the Chayyadim is talking about, that Klal Yisrael, and we understand, it wasn't only that Hashem's tremendous love for us, but where did it come from? Hashem's love was obviously the great love of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the love of Klal Yisrael, something that is beyond any reason. But at the same time, we know that when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns more to us. And so that's why it's so interesting that you have some Makoros that what were Klal Yisrael doing during these third set of 40 days? They were fasting, they had such gaguim, they had such yearning for Ribono Shel Olam. They engaged in immense and intense tshuva during these 40 days. And this is what was Ma'or, the tremendous Isarusa de La'ela, the Ahavas Hashem Osanu, that poured down to us. And this is why Rabbi Yerucham brings down from many Balei Musar that when we want to try and tap into the Yimei Racham in Veratzon, we want to tap into this love that Hashem has for us, and we want to sort of connect to it in a deeper way. So of course there are many, many different ways of doing tshuva, and there are many different modes of tshuva, of course, kiyadua. But there's one thing that's quite important to recognize, the role of Talmud Torah. We spoke about this in Shul Le'ah Shabbos. In Shul Le'ah Shabbos, we spoke about the chashivas of Talmud Torah as part of the tshuva process, and how important it is to increase our Talmud Torah. But when you think about it, why were Klal Yisrael so broken that last 30 days, those last 40 days? What were they waiting for? They were waiting for the Luchos. They were waiting for the Torah. The Torah HaKadosha is the tabas, is the ring that sealed the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's what we were waiting for. We were the Kala waiting for the Chosen to put the ring on our finger. And so there was such yearning for that. And so therefore, it's when we come to this month of Elul, of course we engage in tshuva. But the tshuva of Elul is not so much the tshuva of recounting the sins that we've done. It's not that tshuva. And we know that there were many tzaddikim that were very against, you know, what they called playing in the mud. Gerers were famous for this. The Chedush Erim, Sfasemes, they did not like people engaging in lengthy viduys, you know, and really, you know, going over all the averis that we did and, you know, having such intense and pains of guilt feeling. They were not so into that. They said, the more time you spend in the mud, you're going to just get dirty. Get out of the mud. Just get out of the mud. Don't think about the chait. Don't focus on your sins. Don't focus on the mistakes that you've made. But instead, the tshuva of El is a tshuva of yearning. It's a tshuva of wanting to be close. And what is the greatest expression of Avas Hashem, the son of Hashem's love for us and our love for Hashem? It's Limud HaTorah. Of course, we want to be like Hashem in terms of the chesed that we do. Hashem tzilcha, yad yiminecha, Hashem's the shadow over our right hand. The way we treat others, the Eibishter will treat us. And that's why being a mevater, when you let things go and you don't hold grudges. And so that's the tremendous, tremendous chus that a person can have, that Hashem will treat you the way you treat others. And being dan l'kavz chus. And we spoke about this during Sfiras HaOmer. We learned about this a lot during Sfiras HaOmer. But when we talk about feeling Hashem's love for us and showing Hashem how much we love Hashem, of course, showing Hashem how much we love His children is one aspect of it. But the Balei Musar say, Tzaddikim say, they think even bigger than this. And many say, actually, the greatest. I was surprised. One Hasidish Rebbe, very known for his Avos Yisrael, he had a comment that he thought that the pinnacle of the Avodas HaTshuva is Limud HaTorah. That's really one of the things that we have to throw ourselves into. Because think about it. What created this as Yimei Racham in Veratzon? What created this is a time of immense divine favor and expression of Hashem's love for us and ability to bring us back no matter how far we went, is because we had this tremendous yearning for the Torah. Because we told Hashem, we want to be connected to you. We don't want you just to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you fulfilled the promise of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We want you. We don't want your gifts. Right? They say that this was a famous story of Shmuel. Mulliver met Moses, Sir Moses Montefiore. Again, this is the way I heard the story from my very Tzioni father. Right, Yosef, if you went to Moshe Rabbah, maybe you tell me if you heard this, the version of the story also, that Reb Shmuel Mulliver, one of the head of the Chov Beit Zion, one of the head of the great lovers of Zion, so he met with Sir Moses Montefiore, one of the greatest Jewish philanthropists of all time. And he starts telling Reb Sir Moses Montefiore about, you know, the great projects that they have and what they want to accomplish. And he says, okay, I'll give you a certain amount. And it starts talking more and more. He says, okay, I'll give you more. And he keeps talking about the projects of building up Eretz Yisrael and Zion. And he then finally, Sir Moses Montefiore says, I'll give you like some crazy amount of money. And Reb Shmuel Mulliver keeps talking. And Sir Moses Montefiore says, I don't get it. What do you want? How much do you want? And Reb Shmuel Mulliver says, no, you don't understand, Sir Montefiore. I don't want your money. I want you. I want you to be a part of this cause. I want you to see how important building Eretz Yisrael is. I'm not coming to ask you for money. I'm coming to ask you for you. And so when we engage in the tshuva process, what we have to know is that it's not just that we're racking up points in Shemayim. That's not what's going on. And it's not that we have certain, you know, marks against us in Shemayim and we're trying to erase those marks. That's not pshat either. You know what pshat is? Pshat is that Hashem wants us. And we have to show Hashem that we want the Eibishter, that we want to be close to you. And so often in our approach to tefillah, you know, it's natural that during this time of year, we're davening for Banai Chayim Zane, we're davening for Shiduchim, we're davening for health, we're davening for Parnasa, we're davening for children, we're davening for healing for the whole world. With davening, we have so many tzrachim, we have so many needs, and that's an expression of recognizing that Hashem is in control of everything. Hashem is the kol yachol. You know, okay, good. That's all good, and tefillah shows how much we depend on the Eibishter. Good. That's all excellent. But you know what? Learning Torah shows. Learning Torah shows, Hashem, I want to know you. I want you, Hashem. I don't only want the gifts that you can give me. I want you. That's what Limud HaTorah is. Because if you remember, before Shavuos, we learned that Torah, no nafshi k'savus yahavus, that Torah, anochi nafshi k'savus yahavus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem saying, I'm writing down my soul and I'm giving it to you. Right? The Torah is kaviyachal, hur tzon ochad. Torah is kutcha baruch hu. And so you want to connect Hashem in the deepest way. Of course, we act like Hashem and express love for Hashem's children and have a domelo. We're like Hashem by acting with Rachmanus and with Chesed. Good, that's one way. Tefillah, recognizing Hashem as the source of everything. Good, that's another way. But learning Torah, that's mamash like the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's like the Kodesh Kedoshim. And so I think that, you know, Bali Musar said, you know, they say that in Tav Reish Tzadi Gimel, 1933. So El Tafresh Sadik Gimel, El 1933, there was a massive gathering of Jews in Yerushalayim, when the winds of war, you know, when Germany started turning, and there were great tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael already then, and starting to build up the community in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a gathering before Yom Naran, and one of the old Bali Musar, Leib Chasman, said over, that he heard from one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when El came in, they had Siddurim 18 hours a day. 18 hours a day in the yeshivas, that they would have Siddurim, set times to sit and learn. It's like an unbelievable amount. And the other Bali Musar quote, the Saba of Kelm, that he would learn 7 hours straight every day without interruption. Dafka during the month of El. Because Torah HaKadosha, this is what created the lights of El. The yearnings of the Jewish people had for Torah. The yearnings the Jewish people had to be connected to Hashem. right? And so this is what, when we talk about Chodesh El, yes, there is an aspect of judgment here. There's no question about that. Anyone that hides that is not being truthful, I don't think. There's an aspect of judgment. The Hazman al Din is being given. And as the Shlach Kadosh says, Aryeh Shag Milo Yireh. When the lion roars, El Rishani Yom Kippur Moshana Rabba. It's natural. A lion roars is a natural reaction. You're going to be afraid. When you recognize judgment, you're given the summons to Din. There's a little pacha. There's a fear. So that's the jolt. But through the month of Elul, maybe there it's in the background, but it shouldn't be at the forefront. At the forefront has to be, Hashem, I just want to be connected to you in the deepest way. And that's, of course, why El stands for Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. Right? That's the essence of El. That's the essence of this month of El. And so Hashem should just help all of us that, yes, of course, this time for Cheshbon HaNefesh. But I would say Cheshbon HaNefesh is not the Cheshbon HaNefesh of looking back at our sins. That's not what it is. The Cheshbon HaNefesh now, in the beginning of Elul, is the Cheshbon HaNefesh of what do I really want most in life? What do I want most in life? Is Hashem really what I want? And so that's why, what did we start saying tonight? Mamish, right before Shir, what did we start saying tonight after the Ma'ariv? L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. And what is the central theme of L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi? Acha sha'alti me'es Adonai osa avakish, shifti b'veis Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachsos b'noam Adonai l'vaker b'cholo. Right? The overwhelming theme of L'David Hashem Ori is Hashem, you're my everything. And I just want to be close to you. You're my everything. Aviv, Imi, Azavuni, my father, my mother, they abandoned me. Hashem, Yasveini, Hashem will gather me in. That's mamish the whole theme of L'David. And that's why we start saying it tonight. But yet, with the Hazman L'Din, with the summons that were given to judgment, which creates a certain pachad, which creates a certain mora, a fear, I get it. But at the same time, the Cheshbon HaNefesh now is, what do I really want? What is it that I really am yearning for the most? What's my life really about? And so this is a difficult thing. This is a difficult thing, of course, to be honest with ourselves and to be, but that was the Parsha Shir that we gave this week, about the importance of being honest with ourselves. And Be'ezus Hashem, with Hashem's help, will be zocha that during this tkufa, of El, during this tekufa of Yimei Rachim V'Ratzon, during this time when Klal Yisrael was just yearning, they wanted to see Moshe come down with those Luchos Shnios. They said Hashem wanted to give us his gift of Torah, and we totally punted. We should show Hashem how much we want that gift of Torah. We should show Hashem how much we want to be close to the Ribbono Shalom. And then that mamish clears the path. Solu, solu, panu derech, as the Navi says, clear the path, because tshuva just brings us right back, certainly that type of tshuva. And Hashem should help us all that our pathways to tshuva should be incredibly, incredibly successful. Have a great Shabbos, everyone, and a chodesh tov, a good chodesh, bez Hashem, k'sivach sima tova, a good keben shir for all of us, and I hope we'll all be zocha to see the face of the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim by the Beis HaMikdash.